local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
As more of that in-conference play from Auburn hoops tomorrow night right here at FM Talk 106.5. Details on the way. Sitting at 56 now, heading for high in the 60s. And Dr. Bill has more on our forecast coming up in just 1 minute. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. An 18-wheeler broke down at Airport in Azalea. Mobile Police Department on the scene. State troopers are heading to a call on a car in a ditch off of Rayburn Road just north of Pine Tree Road at Bay Minette. So far, a little bit of radar on the interstate, but nothing else out of the ordinary. The trellis room located inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. Remember, we're dining at the trellis room, valet parking, always complimentary. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
There's one place where college football becomes pro football. One game, one field, one day. The 71st Annual Reese's Senior Bowl, Saturday, January 25th, where college football's top talent will compete in front of NFL coaches, scouts, and GMs. Mobile, Alabama, home of the Senior Bowl. The draft starts here. Tickets on sale now at SeniorBowl.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and chilly with lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill on the way. Kane will keep us up to date with traffic. And, of course, text line open for you at 343-0106. Want to drop us a line, something we're talking about, see a traffic issue out there, whatever. And get in touch, free text, I mean, depending on your plan, but for us, it's a free text on our end at 343-0106. All right, stories today, Mobile Police investigating the first homicide of 2020. So that was, today is the 7th, so that happened on the 6th. So 6 days in, the first homicide of 2020. And actually, were two shootings. One ended up as a homicide. One has somebody in the hospital still.
And I think by my count, we finished 2019 with mid-40s, something like that. It's, over
actually,
40
the,
murders.
Yes, see, 2019, 40. Yeah, 40. Okay. As of 12:30, as of the 30th of December 2019, 40 homicides. Okay. 2018 was 28. 2017 was 50. 2016 was 44, 2015, 23, 2014, 31.
And right now we sit at now
one here.
1 week into the new year.
Yes, for the year of 2020. Also, three big things, top news stories of the day. Frontier Airlines suspends flights from the Mobile downtown airport. My apologies to those that had to listen to me yesterday at the end of Midday Mobile.
Don't apologize. That was awesome.
When the news broke and I threw what I think is fairly fairly termed a conniption fit. Did one of those yesterday. I was pretty upset about that. I was a big fan of having that low-cost carrier out of here. We're going to talk more about that throughout the show. Plus, Tua heading to the NFL. Dalton, you called that one.
Yeah, he's turning pro, and we got some more announcements from Alabama players yesterday after Tua's announcement.
All right, that's coming up in sports. And also the U.S. bracing for the Iranian response, a tit-for-tat assault. That's three of the big stories today. Their front page of FMTalk1065.com, plus the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Have you flown, or were you planning to fly out of Mobile's downtown airport? Vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, and of course, we're keeping you up to date with the latest in the situation between the United States and Iran and what President Trump and others are saying. More on this from Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
On Friday, the president ordered a U.S. drone strike at the Baghdad International Airport in Iraq. It killed longtime U.S. enemy Qassem Soleimani. Trump did not notify certain members of Congress ahead of time, as is required, and he only made an after-the-fact statement via Twitter on Saturday. To be sure, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Soleimani was a threat to America.
His hands bore the blood of more American service members than anyone else alive. Hundreds of American families have buried loved ones because of him.
But was Soleimani planning an imminent attack that justified Trump's decision to take him out? Senator McConnell says he believes the details and the justification for the attack will become more clear on Wednesday when the administration briefs Congress.
Can we not maintain a shred, just a shred, of national unity for five minutes before deepening the partisan trenches?
But the trenches have already been deepened, says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who worries not only about the operation, but about how Trump went about notifying Congress and the American people.
The American people need clarity that the Trump administration has a plan, not just a tweet, a plan to keep our troops, our nation, and our people safe.
Senator McConnell warns this kind of rhetoric is premature.
Could we at least remember we're all Americans first, and we're all in this together?
Senator Schumer says we are in this together. That's why, he says, we all should be worried about President Trump.
His policies seem to be characterized by erratic, impulsive, and often egotistical behavior with little regard to a long-term strategy.
Hawaii Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono says the president's actions will lead to a cascade of consequences.
Rather than de-escalating the tensions that are already there, I think we've done the opposite with the president's precipitous action.
For Senator Schumer, the issue is clear.
In my view, President Trump does not have authority to go to war with Iran.
To that end, the House is taking up a resolution this week that firmly states what authority the president does have. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Okay, thank you, Linda. 613 FM Talk 106.5, and one of the byproducts of this rise in tensions with Iran is oil prices, of course, jumping. That happened pretty much immediately upon the attack happening there in Baghdad as we struck Soleimani. As tensions mount between the U.S. and Iran, oil prices spiked yesterday in response to the uncertainty. That's what the market does not like. It could even be bad news, and the market's fine. It just does not like uncertainty.
Because they at least know the news.
That's right.
It's bad news.
And they can plan for it, right? Over time, of course, any kind of uncertainty in the Middle East has had a direct impact on oil prices around the world. Here we go. Brent crude oil, the global benchmark, reached a six-month high of more than $70 a barrel in the last few days. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at the fuel price website GasBuddy, says that if things stay as they are, we will see a modest increase of a few cents per gallon over the next few weeks, and the national average could rise maybe as much as 10 cents from this point. Not horrible, but going up. Average gasoline price in the U.S. held steady yesterday at $2.58 per gallon, the same price as a week ago. So it has not translated from the barrel price to the pump yet, but don't worry, they'll get their cut.
And I guess that's because Strait of Hormuz and how many oil tankers travel through there, and what we've already seen from Iran this last year.
Yeah, so they're hedging, though. That's the interesting thing. I mean, because nothing has happened yet that would limit the oil supply. Remember, we have an embargo on Iranian oil, even though they're getting it out to other places, but that's not influencing our market. What it is any kind of fears of those tankers going to the Strait of Hormuz, like you said, that would be coming out of Saudi Arabia. And that's the big worry in other oil-producing states in the region. And, of course, we're looking at that and uncertainty in Iraq. If you had more conflict there, you have less oil production coming out of Iraq. So nothing has happened yet. That's the thing how these work. I mean, nothing has happened yet to change the flow of oil.
But
the chance is, and that's what you're seeing reflected in that rise in price of Brent crude yesterday. All right, 615 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 coming up in just a little bit. Plus, for the person that has everything, have you heard me lament that when I go to CVS and I get the receipt, I talk about it's receipts like 6.5 feet long?
Yes.
There's a way to celebrate that with fashion.
Really?
Got a story like that on the way. And also, yes, it was just, a week or two ago, we announced Gotcha Scooters in the city of Mobile. They're not leaving. No, that's just Frontier Airlines leave. They're staying. But people are riding them in places that maybe they're not supposed to. We'll talk about that coming up. Y'all stay close.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more.
With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Frontier Airlines announced they will no longer fly out of the port city. The airline issued a statement saying they will suspend flights from the downtown airport in Mobile on April 22nd. The Mobile Airport Authority says they continue to recruit low-cost carriers. Fort Walton Beach police are now looking into how a body ended up on private property. Officers were called to what looks like a homeless camp in a wooded area off Maple Street and Beale Parkway on Monday. That's where they found a woman's body. Right now, police are not releasing any other information. A Mississippi prosecutor says he won't decide whether to try a man accused of murdering four people for a seventh time. District Attorney Doug Evans filed a court order Monday recusing himself and asking the state attorney general's office to decide on trying Curtis Flowers again. Last month, Flowers was released for the first time in 22 years after a judge granted a request for bail. Flowers was convicted four times for killing four people at a furniture store in Winona, Mississippi. Two other trials ended in mistrials. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Sticks River Shooting Center is now accepting new memberships for 2020. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Tua turns pro. The Raging Cajuns win Mobile's Lending Tree Bowl. And the Auburn Tigers keep moving up in the basketball rankings. It's 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The big news from yesterday, Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa announced that he will skip his senior season and enter the NFL draft.
And without further ado, with lots of prayers, thoughts, and guidance, I have decided that I will be declaring and entering the 2020 NFL draft.
Tagovailoa said he met with Alabama coach Nick Saban five times in the past week and had conversations with multiple NFL executives. Saban said that he did not try to talk Tua out of turning pro.
I know this has been a very difficult decision for him and his family. Our role in that is not to make a decision, but only to provide all the information that we can.
All right. That's what Saban had to say. Tagovailoa took over as the starting quarterback in the 2018 National Championship game, rallied the Tide to a 26-23 overtime victory over Georgia. He never gave the job back, went on to throw a combined 76 touchdowns and 9 interceptions the last two seasons. This year, Tua dislocated his hip during a November 16th game against Mississippi State. He had surgery shortly thereafter and has been rehabbing with the team since. His departure sets up a heck of a battle for the starting quarterback job next season. Current starter Mac Jones, Tua's younger brother Talia, and incoming highly touted freshman Bryce Young are all expected to compete for the number one spot on the depth chart. Tua wasn't the only Alabama player to make an announcement yesterday. Wide receiver Henry Ruggs III said that he will be joining fellow wide receiver Jerry Jeudy and offensive lineman Jedrick Wills Jr. in preparing for the 2020 NFL Draft, while wide receiver Devontae Smith announced that he will return to Alabama for his senior season. Linebackers Josh McMillan will be returning along with linebacker Dylan Moses and offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood. Last night at Ladd Peoples Stadium, Louisiana Lafayette won the Lending Tree Bowl over Miami of Ohio 27-17. Quarterback Levi Lewis was ESPN's player of the game. He led the Raging Cajuns with 246 yards passing and two touchdowns, along with 62 yards rushing on eight carries. That leaves us with one game left this season. The national championship between number one LSU and number three Clemson will be played on Monday night at 7 in New Orleans. LSU is currently favored by 5.5 points. In NFL news, the Dallas Cowboys have hired Mike McCarthy to serve as the ninth coach in franchise history. McCarthy coached the Green Bay Packers for 13 seasons, from 2006 to 2018. He finished with a 125-77-2 record with the Packers and made the playoffs in 9 of his 13 seasons. Packers won Super Bowl 45 and made it to 3 NFC championship games in McCarthy's tenure. McCarthy will reportedly be hiring New Orleans Saints linebackers coach Mike Nolan to be his defensive coordinator. Defensive coordinator Wade Phillips will not return next season with the LA Rams. The 72-year-old coordinator broke the news himself on Twitter, saying he'd been informed by the Rams that his contract will not be renewed. He did add that he still wants to coach and feels that he can contribute. In basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat UT Arlington 66-54. South took a 4-2 lead early and never gave it back. Up next, the Jags host Arkansas State at the Mitchell Center on Thursday night. The Auburn Tigers basketball team is still undefeated and keep on moving up in the AP Top 25 poll. They're now ranked 5th in the latest poll, 3 spots higher than last week after they beat Mississippi State on Saturday and improved their record to 13-0. It's the highest that the Tigers have been ranked by AP voters since they were ranked 4th in January of 2000. Gonzaga is ranked number 1 in the Top 25, followed by Duke and Kansas and Baylor. Then you have Auburn. Butler comes in 6th. San Diego State 7th. Kentucky is up 3 spots to number 14. Wildcats and Tigers are the only 2 ranked SEC teams. And Auburn takes the court again tomorrow night when they host Vanderbilt at 8. It's 6:23 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and chilly with lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department have got a broke-down 18-wheeler on Airport in Azalea. Once again, state troopers heading to a call about a car in a ditch at Rayburn Road just north of Pine Tree Road in Bay Minette. You've got state troopers also working a lot of radar along I-10, but no other accidents that'll slow you down. Spring of Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $4,800 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 625 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way. Got a pretty nice day today. Some cooler air in place. And then by the end of the week, it all falls apart. I wish I could do one of those. Well, it's probably going to be okay. It does not look good for the first part of the weekend and the end of the week, but I'll let Dr. Bill give you the rest of the bad news.
That's the Gulf Coast for you.
That's right.
Looks good one day and then not so good another day.
That's for sure. All right. If the Senate decides to call witnesses in the trial of President Trump, former National Security Advisor John Bolton now says he would honor a subpoena. Now, he's been outspoken on other matters, but as Bob Constantini points out, Bolton has kept his own counsel publicly about the matter at the heart of the impeachment. Here's Bob with more.
He called what Rudy Giuliani and EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland were trying to accomplish in Ukraine a drug deal, according to a couple witnesses in the House hearings. Now, former National Security Advisor John Bolton, in a statement, saying he's willing to testify in the Senate impeachment trial if he is subpoenaed. Bolton's reasoning is that, quote, it does not appear possible that a final judicial resolution of the still unanswered constitutional questions can be obtained before the Senate acts, end quote. That's a reference to the House Democrats' case against the Trump White House for attempts to block executive branch witnesses such as Bolton. The Senate's trial subpoenas, if any are issued, may not be subject to court review or subject to claims of executive privilege. So Bolton's newfound desire to open up is giving hope to Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It is now up to four Senate Republicans to support bringing in Mr. Bolton and the three other witnesses, as well as the key documents we've requested.
Bolton would be at the top of Democrats' witness list for what it seems he did not think was a good idea, trying to pressure Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden's landing a job on the board of a Ukrainian gas company and why a prosecutor investigating that firm was fired. John Bolton resigned or was fired, same difference, over what were believed to be strong disagreements with President Trump's outreach to North Korea's Kim Jong-un. And since leaving, Bolton has gone public with criticism suggesting Kim would never really denuclearize the North. Hawkish on Iran, Bolton's not made clear exactly what his potential Senate testimony would say regarding Ukraine. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell continues to argue the Senate must first get the impeachment articles from the House, consider evidence, and then decide if any new witnesses will be called. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Thank you, Bob. 628 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's on the way. They've got the SmackDown list. You know, usually we'll have the list of words being added to the dictionary in a given year. On the flip side, which may be what I'm more interested in, words that should be banished
year. Henceforth.
Yes, but not henceforth. I still want to keep henceforth.
Oh, okay.
But henceforth, banished. We got that list coming up in just a second. Plus, yes, I wasn't just making it up, and Dalton wasn't just riffing about it, with the scooters and the diverging diamond.
Yeah.
But the gotcha electric scooters, the report from MPD, because we had the reports last week, right, that there had been some wrecks and some one vehicle had been damaged around $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now word is out, and I don't know if we have the Aldot cams to show, gotcha scooters being ridden through the Bankhead Tunnel.
No, no.
Okay, details coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating the Port City's first homicide of the new year. Officers say a man was killed on Hercules Street around 7:30 Monday night. The man was taken to a hospital where he later died. No word yet on a suspect or motive in that case. Mayor Sandy Simpson is talking about the failed goal to make Mobile the safest city by this year. The mayor's office says the deadline was self-imposed to put pressure on city leaders. The mayor says the goal has not changed and will continue to help make the city become a better place. A Milton woman is in the Escambia County Jail this morning after Pensacola police found drug equipment in her bag. Officers say 28-year-old Brittany Smith didn't stop when they tried to pull her over. When she did pull over, a canine found tools used to inject heroin inside her bag. Smith faces multiple charges. The Mobile police say people have been riding the new gotcha scooters through the George Wallace Tunnel. They've taken reports but have not actually seen anyone riding the scooters in the tunnel. The mayor's office is preparing action with a do's and don'ts list. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan, and in 2020, we're starting the second decade for Mobile and Baldwin County's local talk station, FM Talk 106.5. We've grown so much in the last 10 years because of you, and going forward, we'll continue to bring you the local news, weather, traffic, and talk that you rely on us for. Plus, we'll make sure you have the latest scoop on the elections and let you know what's going on in Washington and Montgomery and how it'll affect you. For 2020 and the decade to come, thank you for your support of local talk radio, and have a happy and prosperous new year.
A semi-official Iranian news agency says the death toll from a stampede during the hometown funeral of slain Commander Qasem Soleimani has reached 40, with 213 injured. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Zarif says President Trump's order to kill the general with an airstrike is terrorism.
He is showing to the international community that he has no respect for international law, that he is prepared to commit war crimes, because attacking cultural sites is a war crime. In this disproportionate response is a war crime. But he doesn't care, it seems, about international law. But has he made U.S. more secure?
A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck Puerto Rico before dawn this morning, followed 3 hours later by an aftershock measuring 6.0. There's heavy damage reported in some areas, and the mayor of the city of Ponce says 8 people are injured there. The power's out in the southern part of the island. Stock futures are slightly higher toward the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Boeing says it will reassign as many as 3,000 workers that make the 737 MAX, and its biggest supplier is considering voluntary layoffs ahead of a planned production halt of the grounded jetliner. Boeing says it doesn't plan to furlough any staff when it suspends production of the MAX in the middle of this month to limit further pressure on its finances. The aerospace giant says it would shift workers to look after the fleet of about 800 grounded jets and build other aircraft. JetBlue plans to offset carbon emissions from domestic flights starting in July to avoid the pitfalls of voluntary passenger schemes that have had limited take-up, just 1% or less, across the industry. France and the U.S. have given themselves 15 days to settle a dispute over the taxation of U.S. tech giants. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire urged Washington not to impose sanctions during the two-week period. Crude oil down 35 cents at $62.92 a barrel on Wall Street, futures slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Tom Clarkson here, inviting you to join the Scuttlebutt Network this Wednesday from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. Cal and I are on the air at 1 p.m. after midday mobile with Sean Sullivan. Special location, special time. This Wednesday at 1 from Ed's on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5. Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
It's a nice morning here as we get started on a Tuesday. 56. What about the rest of the day? And you've been talking about some rain as well, Doc.
Yeah, and it's amazing. We have a weak cold front that's actually moving through the area now and doesn't have any kind of rain associated with it. It's coming through very quietly, and the wind will be out of the northwest today, and it'll be a little bit cooler. Yesterday, we got up to 67. We'll be about 5 degrees cooler today, around 62 this afternoon, but it will bring dry air, and as a result, we'll have sunny skies today. Now, it'll be most noticeable tonight. We'll cool down into the upper 30s at daybreak, so a low tonight of about 38 degrees. And then tomorrow, another nice day. Should be sunny and about 62 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. And we look ahead to the rest of the week. Thursday, clouds come back in. We warm up into the upper 60s. And then a storm system comes out of Texas and will be affecting us into the weekend. Friday, mostly cloudy. Good chance for showers in the low 70s. And then Saturday, showers and a few thunderstorms with a high in the mid-70s. And then conditions improve on Sunday, a little bit cooler, but still above normal, upper 60s and a slight chance of a shower. So it looks like Saturday we'll see numerous showers and thunderstorms, and there's a possibility of some severe thunderstorms on Saturday.
Now, Dr. Bill, on showers, thunderstorms, I got to ask this question. You know, this time of year, anything tornadic expected out of this?
Right now, we're not looking at that, but things could change because that's several days off. But a week of cold front will be moving in, but it has support in the upper atmosphere for thunderstorm activity on Saturday. And so we'll be watching that, but we do expect some of those thunderstorms to produce some strong gusty winds, not only here, but on up through the central portions of Alabama. So it gives us kind of a two-part weekend with rain on Saturday and then a gradual improvement on Sunday becoming partly cloudy. But for today and tomorrow, we got some nice dry weather and plenty of sunshine. But watch out tonight because we're going to get into the 30s.
All right, Dr. Bill, remind folks, too, if they've yet to pick up a copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, it's waiting for them. And even adjusted for inflation, the price is still a good one.
And still free.
Oh, good.
and right here in Mobile, I mean, you can pick up copies at Fox 10 or right here at the studios at 106.5. And other locations here in Mobile, West Marine, also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars, and also Robert Moore Christmastown. The Eastern Shore, there are copies at Old Time Garden Supply and Autocraft Collision Center. Also Billy Langford Allstate, all those are in Fairhope. And then copies are available over at in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your update exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Let me correct something I did, and I did it consciously, not by mistake, so go ahead and admit to it. I said, talking about the gotcha scooters being spotted in the tunnel, I said the Bankhead Tunnel instead of the Wallace Tunnel. I was called out on it, rightfully so, because both news reports at the WKRG are news partners, and I think local extreme
Fox
15
10
Fox 10
yep.
Had reported about these gotcha scooters going through the Wallace Tunnel.
That's right.
So I did what I've done over time, and it served me well as a homeboy around here, that news accounts will come out, and on the fly I edit because I don't buy the information that I'm hearing. And then most of the time, not all the time, grown person, I know that I'm not right, but most of the time it comes up and it serves me right because the news story then is edited and changed. I just had a sense of it beforehand, like y'all do. I mean, people from around here. In this case, I have no information that would tell me it would be the Bankhead Tunnel. The news reports say that the gotcha scooters, these new electric scooters people are renting and riding around downtown, the news reports say that they're ridden through the Wallace Tunnel. At least that's the reports, and MPD's talking about. Now, I got a question here. They say they're not sure. Y'all, ALDOT cams are showing, you can look at the inside of the tunnel and see what's going on. Could they go back and review the video, find the person, tell them when they saw, what time did you see the gotcha scooter going through the Wallace, as in I-10, tunnel? And then go see the video, see if it's there or not.
So these reports, I guess it was just people driving along that said they saw them. They didn't find, like, an empty scooter in the Wallace Tunnel.
A crash tunnel? No.
Okay.
Would they come back? Would they get off and get down on the causeway and come back? Because you got to return them, right? Or that charges your credit card, right?
So right.
You go make a loop down there by AIDT and come back up the ramp and come through the tunnel the other way, or do you go through the Bankhead coming back west? I don't know. But if there's a report of these scooters being ridden through the Wallace Tunnel, there's ALDOT cameras to show you said behavior.
That
right?
is, there are a lot of insane things you can do out there riding an electric scooter through the Wallace Tunnel.
I don't see, so now I don't know that I believe it. I think it's made up. I think somebody's pranking MPD on this. Although the caller who called to, you know, question me switching to the Bankhead Tunnel, he said he has witnessed somebody in inline skates on a Sunday morning skating through the Wallace Tunnel eastbound.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so we'll leave it at that. So there's the thing. And of course, we've combined stories this morning. Dalton was talking what would happen if you had the Gotcha electric scooters trying to navigate a
divergent diamond. What would that be like?
Well, maybe we can simulate that.
Let's see if there's
a program online. We'll work on that. All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. I got a story on the way. This is interesting. One of the New Year's stories, you know, new laws go into effect in the new year, and Illinois legalized recreational marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it started yesterday.
And they had long, long lines.
We'll give you a report from Illinois, TJ Coutini, with an update on what that was like in Illinois when they legalized the weed. That's coming up in traffic. May or may not involve scooters coming up next.
Come on, kids, get in the car. Move along. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. If you're like me, you don't like wasting time. And waiting around for something like a quote on your insurance? Well, that's just the worst. The good thing is a lot of insurance companies are just a click away with your quote. But you know what? I don't click while I'm driving. Especially when I have my grandchildren in the car. I like to kick it old school and actually talk to a human being. And if that human is local and recommended by a friend, even better. Well, that's Jack Green. Jack Green with eNational Insurance will go above and beyond to save you money on your personal, commercial liability, and all types of business insurance premiums. And he will get your quote on the same day.
Old school, huh?
That's right.
So how old is your school?
Mind your business. Call Jack Green with eNational Insurance, 767-6550. 767-6550.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitsitung's Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers not working in the accidents. Had a broke-down vehicle. It's moved out the roadway. Looks good across the bayway, the causeway. School buses are traveling for the first time since the holidays, so watch for them as well. But a good ride across the bayway with no delays from Daphne, Spanish Fort to Loxley. The Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel has a new look and a new menu with emphasis on Italian cuisine. And remember, when dining at the Trellis Room, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings online, FMTalk1065.com. The 1-800 Got Junk online opinion poll question. Have you flown or were you planning to fly out of Mobile's downtown airport? Right now, 67% of respondents say yes. The rest say no. I threw what I think is fairly termed a conniption fit at the end of yesterday's Midday Mobile when I found out the news from John Sharp's article over at AL.com that Frontier was pulling out in a couple months, because it was just, this is absolutely self-serving. There's two parts of this. Number one, I'm an advocate for Mobile, Baldwin County, Southwest Alabama. Mm-hmm. I want to see success for all of us. And number two, self-serving. It was darn nice to be able to get a low-cost carrier and enable me. We're a family of four, which, by the way, happy birthday, Mrs. Sullivan.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
She's 29 today.
and she was probably planning on flying.
She's 29
Frontier.
Last year, too. We're going to plan on. I mean, we went back in, what was that, July, August, when I was gone for a couple of days.
Went to Colorado.
Went to Rocky Mountains National Park. Really easy to fly out, and I could get the fares cheap enough for the family of four to fly out and then do the thing. We rented the RV and did the. So it was great. And also, once you get to Denver, and there's a lot of places I want to go that are out west. Once you get to Denver, you can get really decent fares. If you get a good fare into Denver, then you can connect on to Seattle or Los Angeles. Go a
bunch
lot of places.
Options.
Yes, and the tickets are really fairly priced. So great disappointment personally with hearing that Frontier's pulling out. And also, pretty sad news for the downtown airport. We'll talk more about that. And also, we're going to focus on what's next in that on Midday Mobile today. But we'd love for you to vote in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Reminder, too, it is a new year. You made a New Year's resolution to get cleaned up and organized around the house. Let my buddy Trey help you out. He's been doing this for 11 years in Mobile and Baldwin County. He's a good guy, personal buddy of mine. And you can trust him to, number one, get the work done efficiently. Number two, actually show up. You know, you set an appointment time on a day. That's when he and the crew shows up. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done. So you got junk at your house, your office, storage unit, wherever you got junk. You want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK and online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, several Illinois recreational marijuana dispensaries were closed yesterday just when they opened. A correspondent, TJ Coutini, says some owners say strong demand has caused a shortage in supplies and staff exhaustion.
The legal sale of recreational cannabis began January 1st in Illinois, with customers spending about $3.2 million on the first day, with more than $10.8 million over 5 days. To compare that, Michigan, which made recreational marijuana legal on December 1st, generated $3.1 million in the first 2 weeks of sales. The owner of a shop in Chicago says he doesn't expect to resume sales until Friday because of lack of supply. Product shortage not the only reason, though. An owner of a chain of shops in Chicago, Rockford, and Champaign are shutting down for a few days to, quote, reset and give the staff a break after working five straight 14-hour days. I'm TJ Coutini.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hardworking folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178. Now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Frontier Airlines announced they will no longer fly out of the port city. The airline issued a statement saying they will suspend flights from the downtown airport in Mobile on April 22nd. The Mobile Airport Authority says they continue to recruit low-cost carriers. Fort Walton Beach police are now looking into how a body ended up on private property. Officers were called to what looks like a homeless camp in a wooded area off Maple Street and Beale Parkway on Monday. That's where they found a woman's body. Right now, police are not releasing any other information. A Mississippi prosecutor says he won't decide whether to try a man accused of murdering four people for a seventh time. District Attorney Doug Evans filed a court order Monday recusing himself and asking the state attorney general's office to decide on trying Curtis Flowers again. Last month, Flowers was released for the first time in 22 years after a judge granted a request for bail. Flowers was convicted four times for killing four people at a furniture store in Winona, Mississippi. Two other trials ended in mistrials. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The Mobile Creole Cultural and Historical Preservation Society and your Mobile Public Library invite you to meet Scott Corcoran from the History Museum of Mobile for a discussion of Mobile's unique colonial experience. French Mobile's colonial society was built on cultural exchanges and relationships between whites, blacks, Native Americans, and multiracial ancestry. Saturday, January 11th, 10 to 11:30 a.m. at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government.
Tua turns pro. The Ragin' Cajuns win Mobile's Lending Tree Bowl. And the Auburn Tigers keep on moving up in the basketball rankings. 648 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. The big news from yesterday, Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa announced that he will skip his senior season and instead enter the NFL draft.
And without further ado, with lots of prayers, thoughts, and guidance, I have decided that I will be declaring and entering the 2020 NFL draft.
Tagovailoa said that he met with Alabama coach Nick Saban five times in the past week and had conversations with multiple NFL executives. Saban said that he did not try to talk Tua out of turning pro.
I know this has been a very difficult decision for him and his family. Our role in that is not to make a decision, but only to provide all the information that we can.
Tua, of course, took over as the starting quarterback in the 2018 National Championship game and rallied the Tide to a 26-23 overtime victory over Georgia. He never gave the job back, went on to throw a combined 76 touchdowns and 9 interceptions the last two seasons. This year, Tua dislocated his hip during a November 16th game against Mississippi State. He had surgery shortly thereafter and has been rehabbing with the team since. His departure sets up a heck of a battle for the starting quarterback job next season. Current starter Mac Jones, Tua's younger brother Talia, and incoming highly touted freshman Bryce Young are all expected to compete for the number one spot on the depth chart. Tua wasn't the only Alabama player to make an announcement yesterday. Wide receiver Henry Ruggs III said that he'll be joining fellow wide receiver Jerry Jeudy and offensive lineman Jedrick Wills in preparing for the 2020 NFL draft, while wide receiver Devontae Smith announced that he will return to Alabama for his senior season. Linebackers Josh McMillan and Dylan Moses and offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood have already announced that they will be returning. Last night at Ladd Peebles Stadium, Louisiana Lafayette won the Lending Tree Bowl over Miami of Ohio 27-17. Quarterback Levi Lewis was ESPN's player of the game. He led the Raging Cajuns with 246 yards passing and two touchdowns, along with 62 yards rushing on eight carries. That leaves us with one game remaining this season. The national championship between number one LSU and number three Clemson will be played on Monday night at 7 in New Orleans. LSU is currently favored by 5.5 points. In NFL news, the Dallas Cowboys have hired Mike McCarthy to serve as the ninth coach in franchise history. McCarthy coached the Green Bay Packers for 13 seasons from 2006 through 2018. He finished with a 125-77-2 record with the Packers and made the playoffs in 9 of his 13 years. The Packers won Super Bowl 45 in 2011 and made it to the NFC Championship three other times in McCarthy's tenure. He'll reportedly be hiring New Orleans Saints linebackers coach Mike Nolan to be the Cowboys' defensive coordinator. McCarthy replaces Jason Garrett, who went 85-67 as Dallas's coach from 2010 to 2019. In basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat UT Arlington 66-54. South took a 4-2 lead early, never gave it back. Up next, South hosts Arkansas State at the Mitchell Center on Thursday night. And the Auburn Tigers basketball team is still undefeated and keep moving up in the AP Top 25 poll. They're now ranked 5th in the latest poll, 3 spots higher than last week. They beat Mississippi State on Saturday to improve their record to 13-0. And at number 5, that's the highest the Tigers have been ranked by AP voters since they were ranked 4th in January of 2000. Gonzaga comes in number 1 in the top 25, followed by Duke, Kansas, and Baylor. Kentucky up 3 spots to number 14. Wildcats and Tigers are the only 2 ranked SEC teams. 651 FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. Back to school for Mobile and Baldwin County and light traffic so far with no new wrecks in the roadways. Good ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. Along Highway 90, I-10 to Theodore Dawes Road, clear from the 65 split heading northbound up towards Saraland. No delays. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for the best selection. Open 7 days a week in Mobile and now Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and chilly with lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
655 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill. Coming up in just a little bit with the weather update. Kane will keep us in the loop on traffic. And check in with Bill Riles from WKRG in just a minute here. Lake Superior State University of Michigan, each year, actually 45 years now, they've released their words that need to be banished list each year.
I love it.
So here it is, going into 2020. Here's what we should stop using, or at least overusing, in 2020. I hear this happen. Some word gets out there. And then it's like, for a while, it's okay. And then after a while, I'm like, man, stop with that. Listen, I've been guilty. I try to edit mm-hmm. on that. But
I'm trying to guess, but I can't think of any right now.
Number six on their list. We'll do 6-1. Six on this. My goodness, my daughter with the totes.
Yeah.
Because totally was a thing when I was, growing up in the 80s. But totes is a short version of totally. And jelly mm-hmm. as a short version of jealous.
Yes.
My daughter uses both totes and jelly.
Yeah. Go to gel school.
Number five.
South Park.
Number five. Living my best life. Please be gone with that. Oh, so-and-so's living their best life.
That's Instagram all over that one.
Number four. Literally, especially when people use it to mean figuratively. Well said.
Literally has been used. I mean, that's been years now.
So it's literally been used for years. And figuratively as well. Number three on the list, if you're on social media, you hear about these people. Heck, the advertisers think I'm one of these people. Influencer.
Oh, man.
Influencer.
Yes. Who are you influencing?
What is your influence status? Oh, my gosh. Number two. Oh, my gosh. There's a bunch here. Artisanal. Yes. Curated. Yes. Mouthfeel. I don't know that one.
Mouthfeel.
I don't know that one.
I bet that's about wine.
Other pretentious words that really don't mean much of anything. But artisanal and curated. Often they'll be... That's why I comment when I said I just gather stuff and put lists together. I don't curate things. Like the fancy people online say, well, I have a curated list of such and such. And I point out, I just gather stuff up.
Yeah, I think I'm in the wrong circles.
I'm not
artisanal
fancy
artisanal and curate. No. Haven't heard them.
Number one. Quid pro quo.
Oh, especially this year, right?
That is the word that has got to be gone. The term quid pro quo. All right, tops that list. Quit using those. Totes. You're so jelly. 657, hour number two on the way next. News is next.